Tony, you want to proceed to seven?
Sure. Heather, do you want to take the ball? Here you go.
Can I ask one other kind of crazy question? Because I'm usually macro. If all these things are infeasible, they're not meeting the needs. They're not meeting the needs. So all of them are the unfeasibles.
Infeasible at the time that they're infeasible till they're recommended. So that means for example, a reservoir is being bumped from 2030 to 2040. Huh. We're saying it's infeasible that it would be a project that starts within those 2030. 10 years. So it would be online and producing water by 2040. We would be bumping it back. Or, for example, the new treatment plant, that one we're flat out saying it's infeasible. Mm-hmm. There is no replacement. They fixed the water quality concern.
So here's the unmet.
Exactly.
Because of that.
Exactly.
Okay, so we had that action in six, and now we're proceeding to seven. Heather?
More fun process.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we did the population. We did the per capita use. We did some math. We came up with the demands. And so now our job is to figure out what the projected needs are, the demands in the future, minus the supplies that we are going to, determine from everybody and make sure we've got all the right numbers, and then figure out how to meet those unmet needs. And so, just walking through those, we have to determine what are all the strategies that are possible in meeting those unmet needs, from borrowing from your next door neighbor to building a straw to Mars. Where do we fall in the realm of possibility as far as meeting this region's needs, and then evaluating those strategies that we deem reasonable against these unmet needs and the costs and the environmental repercussions, if any, et cetera, and then selecting the specific strategies that are appropriate for each of those needs. So what we have proposed previously is to include all of the strategies ever identified in any of the previous plans. And y'all know that this is our first time with this particular region. And so no one has asked us to include something that somebody didn't want previously. No one. We just put everything on the list. The intent being that we cross-reference that with the strategies that really make sense. Once we get into it, I'm getting ahead of myself. That cross-reference with the types of strategies required is the 24 strategies that are required by the Water Development Board for the region to actually consider. Using the previous strategies identified and making sure that we're including all of the ones that we have to include, then we have this initial list of potentially feasible strategies. Want to mention, this is not the be-all end-all. We can add additional strategies later as requested by whomever, assuming that they aren't giving us more than 5 minutes or however much time that we need to evaluate it and make sure that that it's the right thing moving forward. So I think Tony touched on this a little bit earlier, but you guys are required to have a public meeting that determines this process for identifying not just the list themselves, but the process, document that process, and incorporate any feedback received by anybody, and then present that list. So, once we get into those strategies, what we will evaluate is, how much water, how reliable is that water, what's the cost per unit comparatively to others, as I mentioned, the environmental factors, other impacts, including ag and natural resources, And I have present. Go ahead.
Get her for a second. On the previous slide, have any of the TWDB guidelines changed from the last process?
That's a great question. I don't believe so. Tony, are you, you know, if this evaluation has changed?
I don't believe the guidelines have changed. I do think that there's a wealth of more information provided on brackish groundwater that I think is going to make brackish a more.
I don't believe the guidelines have changed of any substantive. I do think that the information on brackish groundwater, there's a lot more wealth of information on brackish groundwater that's going to lead to a more rigorous discussion on brackish groundwater availability because of what the board's made available.
Is there a particular reason you ask? Is there something that you're concerned about?
No, I just want to know if there are changes in terms of the criteria that these are assessed or the process. Thanks.
Okay, so I presented these before. These are the 24 strategies that are required by rule, by the board, and they include everything that you have ever talked about. And so I won't read all of that to you. You got them in your packets. But just wanted to re-emphasize that those are required. And so we've gone over this process previously, but just to kind of reiterate, include all the strategies identified in all of the previous plans. So that means those that were recommended or alternative strategies from the previous plan, as well as those things that were evaluated and not recommended in the last plan, and then anything that was looked at prior to. And then make sure that we include all the statutory categories because not all 24 were included in the previous plan. And then we'll identify the draft needs and come up with some additional ideas. And again, anything that anybody wants to present that they want us to look at via the ongoing communication with the folks who are on the ground, you know, actually providing this water. So that gets us this initial list, which I'll present in the next agenda item. And then, you know, we can include more if we want to. And then some additional considerations. This is not a pass or fail, but just some additional considerations for these strategies when we start looking at them is the potential infeasibility. We don't want to be in a situation where we're doing a major amendment, where we already know we're doing a major amendment. The next round. So, you know, if it's a major reservoir, for example, making sure that there's enough time for those permits to get in place and all of that, not having those, you know, on paper meeting needs sooner than they likely would in reality. And then consideration, identifying if the strategy could provide flood mitigation benefits. That's relatively new. And connecting to the flood planning efforts of the board, and then identifying if that strategy uses the Brazos alluvium.
Okay.
So that is the process that we've identified. And, you know, we're happy to talk about how else anybody would want to change it. But I think that's, you know, that's essentially what we presented before, how we were planning on moving forward unless and until anybody gave us any other information, and without that requesting action on that process.
So we're coming up to another action requested. So if anybody's got any questions of Heather, we're about to recommend that we move forward on the process that you just went over. Any comments from the group? If not, I'd entertain a motion, as you can see in your package under number 7, and then we'll need a second also.
When wants to read out?
I'm afraid
it's a lot.
You're scared to make a motion out of you have to read. So I will approve the motion if Dirk Aaron will read it.
You
I was
going to
second
huh?
David's motion.
Dirk. Whoa, this is closed circle. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. And Dirk, would you
I'll read. Judge, I was thinking about you when I agreed to do this. Your voice is a little weak. I move that the scope of work committee authorize the technical consultant to submit on behalf, well, authorize the regional water planning group as a whole, that on behalf of the scope of work committee, the recommended process for identifying potentially feasible water management strategies for the Brazos GE Regional Water Planning Group's consideration and possible action at its February 13, 2024 meeting. This being consistent with the information discussed in this committee meeting, and approve the consultant to work with the chair to submit further revisions and make responses to revision requests by both the Regional Water Planning Group and Texas Water Development Board by March 4th, 2024, which is a hard deadline.
Correct. So with Dirk second, Pamela, we're okay on that motion. All right, back to item 8.
All right.
We need to vote on
that. Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry. Okay, so everybody in favor of the motion and the second, please raise your hand. And I'm assuming see Dale and everybody up there. Unanimous. So thank you. Derek, I'm sure there's good work for narration for this group. So